One of the biggest shake-ups to Australia's superannuation system has passed federal parliament, and it means people will be automatically tied to one account for their whole working life. The Morrison government says the new law will help those who largely ignore their super accounts, and it's claiming it'll save them $18 billion over a decade. But the opposition and parts of the industry dispute that, claiming it'll cost workers hundreds of thousands of dollars. Stephen Schubert reports.
Making bad choices about superannuation early in your working life can end up being extremely expensive.
If those unwitting workers spend decades of their working life in those poor performing funds, they could end up with nearly $250,000 less in their retirement savings.
Bernie Dean is the chief executive of Industry Super Australia, the peak body for 15 funds that are run to benefit their members, not to make a profit. The new law will see a worker's first employer set up a superannuation account for them, and then that account will automatically follow them whenever they change jobs. If you get your first part-time job as a teenager, you probably don't care much about who's managing your super. Bernie Dean says if a worker is linked to a dud fund early in their life, it could cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
This is a system that is characterised by inertia at the consumer level.
It's not fair, though, to say that people are going to be trapped in underperforming funds because the funds still have a duty to disclose their performance and people can change funds if they want to, can't they?
It's a fact that most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about their super.
The government says the new laws will make it easier for people to pick a super fund that performs well, with a new online tool part of the package. Funds that fail a performance test will have to let their members know, and chronically bad funds will be stopped from accepting new members.
It's been a dog's breakfast from beginning to end.
Stephen Jones is the Shadow Minister for Superannuation.
There's 3 million Australians who are currently in underperforming funds paying fees that are way too high that this bill does not cover.
Former Liberal member turned independent Craig Kelly voted against the bill because of the implications for life insurance. 70% of Australians who have life insurance buy it through their super. And Mr Kelly says that means when people change jobs, they may not have the right cover.
There will be a case of some young worker that was working an office job or at Coles or Woolies and then goes to work in one of those high-risk occupations, be it mining or on a farm, and in their first week of work, they will have an industrial accident.
One amendment proposed by Senator Pauline Hanson did get passed. It will remove the tax charged on high-income earners who contribute more than $27,000 a year to their super. Labor's Stephen Jones again.
This is a provision that benefits a large group of politicians, but a very small group of Australians, and it really should not have been our number one priority.
To get the law passed, the government had to remove a controversial proposal to give the Treasurer the power to veto investments made by superannuation funds.
Stephen Schubert reporting there.